Pastor Sam Bailey with Twin Lakes Baptist Church. Sir, you are in Cairo, Egypt.
Yes, ma'am. We're here. We've been here for two nights, and we came across the Egyptian border from Israel and have been here for two nights since then.
Tell us what your experiences were like when all of this started.
Okay. Well, thank you, Heather. First thing I want to say is thank you for your personal concern and for KTLO and for the community response that you guys always give our entire community, and it's so appreciated. There are 30 with us that are from Baxter County or Marion County or surrounding areas that are connected to our church. And we came over to do a tour of the Holy Land. And Mike Huckabee formerly owned a tour group that is now owned by his son, David Huckabee. And so we felt safe coming over knowing that the ambassador to Israel from the United States would have information if there were any problems, and would also be able to help us to safely exit the country. So we went ahead and came. Nobody canceled. There was a total of about 140 people, and from various parts of the United States. There was a lady here from New Zealand, people from really all over that had heard about it through the Huckabee newsletter and had booked this trip. But anyway, the trip started magnificently. We went to Jerusalem and the Mount of Olives and the Garden of Gethsemane and the Upper Room and the Old City, and some of us went off to Bethlehem and we saw Yad Vashem, that is the Holocaust Museum here in Israel. And then we went from the south. We also went to the Dead Sea and to Masada. And then we went up north and had a baptismal service in the Jordan River. And I had the privilege of baptizing probably 40 or 50 people in the Jordan River. And then we were back at our hotel and are getting ready to go to our hotel or eat lunch. And David said, I told you guys that we always need to be ready for a schedule change. And he said, y'all need to go back to the hotel with us on our buses, get your stuff, and then come down to the lobby. And we're going to be leaving Israel within the next 3 hours. And nobody really asked any questions. We all stopped and prayed. We knew what was going on. We understood what that meant. And so we all went back, packed up, got on the bus, drove through Israel. We actually drove through the West Bank and all the way down to Eilat, which is the Israeli side on the Red Sea, and then went over into Egypt. We crossed around midnight, which is, I believe, would have been Friday night or Saturday night. My days are all mixed up now, but anyway, we crossed over around midnight and we got into, then we spent the night in a very nice resort there on the Red Sea. And then we came on over to Cairo, which was an experience itself. And I'm talking like a machine gun. Do you want to interrupt me and ask any question or do I keep going?
Keep going, sir. Keep going.
Okay. Well, the trip from Israel to Egypt was very interesting. We traded our Israeli guides and buses for Egyptian guides and buses. There were four buses, and we drove across the Sinai Peninsula, and we drove right by Mount Sinai where Moses received the giving of the law. And we drove by the burning bush area where Moses had that experience with God at the burning bush. And then we made our way all the way over to the Gulf of Suez, and we crossed the Suez Canal. That, again, was about midnight. It took us that long to get over here. And then we got to our hotel here in Cairo, and we've been treated so graciously by the Egyptians. It's just been a marvelous experience. And the Huckabee group has rebooked everybody's flights, and half the group is probably already back to England. Some are going to other destinations, Frankfurt, Germany, and Istanbul and other places like that. But our group, a lot of our group is going to be flying straight tonight from Cairo to Washington Dulles Airport, and then we'll all split up from there and take our flights back to get to our homes. So, you know, it's been very peaceful. We've been watching the news. We hear what's going on. We're praying for everybody involved and for safety, and hope that this will be over soon with a very positive result. But anyway, we just our main focus has been to get home, and nobody's complained, nobody's been upset, nobody's been anxious, really. It's just been a very peaceful and a experience, and we feel very safe. And they did give us a police escort across the Sinai Peninsula, the soldiers and police guarding us across that area. And but we haven't felt any danger at all.
Okay. Have you had any trouble with phone or internet?
No, it's been remarkably strong. The thing is that we were the first buses to cross over into Egypt. We heard that there were 200 buses behind us, but we were the very first ones to get out. And we're so glad we did, because there are people that were up with other groups. And I have a friend from down in Central Arkansas who's with an agricultural team over here. And they're in bomb shelters. And they may be in bomb shelters for 2, 3, or 4 weeks. Who knows how long they're going to be there. It would be a completely different story if we had not gotten out of the country immediately. Those people back in Israel are in a lot of danger. And but no, we've had no problems with communication at all.
Brother Sam, I'm sitting here with 3 high school students from Mountain Home. They're our interns, and they're here to work this morning. So they've been listening to your story. Any of y'all have any questions? Have y'all been watching the news this weekend? Do y'all know what's going on? So, yeah. Any questions for Brother Sam?
Just what have y'all been doing as a group or by yourself to really stay calm through all this?
Oh, okay. Thank you. Well, first of all, you Mountain Home students, we have Blake Vacco with us, and that's helping to stay calm a lot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Blake has been a trooper on this trip. He's already on a flight home. I think he's in England right now. But anyway, and you know what, guys? Let's see. We've been in Asia. We've been in North America. We've been in Europe, and we've been in Africa. So we've made 4 continents on this trip. And the way we have maintained really peace and calm is that this is a group of Christians, and they are very respectful, and they're very they understand that we're evacuating from a war zone. And so they're just very appreciative of the efforts by the leaders of our group, led by David Huckabee, to get us out of here. And so there's been a lot of prayer, a lot of reference to the Bible, a lot of private conversations where people are mutually encouraging one another. We have some people with some physical disabilities, and we've been helping them. Everybody's pitched in and helped one another. And that's a great question. And now we've been sitting here in this hotel lobby in Cairo for about 3 hours. We've got another 2 hours to go. And people are just conversing. And every now and then you'll see a group often a time of prayer together. And I know there's just a lot of great, I'll tell you, there's a lot of gratefulness and appreciation for the United States of America and the peace and the tranquility that we enjoy every day over there, and the prosperity that we enjoy and the opportunities that we enjoy. And I think we're reflecting on that as well. But that's a great question.
Brother Sam, are you going to kiss the ground when you land in the United States tonight?
You know what? I wouldn't take anything for this trip. We brought 1,000 Billy Graham tracts with us. We have given those out to people that explains the gospel in Israel, in Newark, New Jersey, in the airport before we left, on the airplane, all the way down through Israel, and then into Egypt here. And it seems like everybody is so interested in what the United States thinks and what we believe in. And a lot of them knew who Billy Graham was. And that's been very, very interesting. So this has really been more of a mission trip for us than just a touristy trip. Even the people that were baptized in the Jordan River, that was a very spiritual experience. So, you know what? I'm going to be glad to be home. I saw it's going to be in the 70s, and there's a lot of good rain, and it's going to be springtime breaking out everywhere in the Ozark Mountains. And I wouldn't want to be anywhere else but there. But I tell you, Heather, we're savoring every minute of this as well, because it's a learning experience. Mm-hmm. And by the way, Heather, we appreciate everybody back home that's been praying for us. You know, there have been several churches that have contacted us, and now you through the media, and we really appreciate that. But we'll be glad to get home to our friends and family back in the land of the Arkansas Razorbacks, if you know what I mean.
Well, we played a terrible game against Florida on Saturday night, so maybe you can bring home some better luck.
Well, now we saw that worst loss of John Calipari's career, but Florida is they're a one tough customer. So anyway, they're kind of a league of their own. But anyway,
I appreciate the fact in the middle of a war zone, you're still keeping track with basketball results. That says everything about Arkansas.
We have to.
Hey, I appreciate you so much. Much love to you and Annette and everybody traveling. Let us know when everybody gets home, please.
Annette's sitting here looking at me, waving and smiling at you. Heather, you know Sean, but she loves you and your daddy and mama, how much we love them, and we just appreciate everything. And we'll be home probably around Wednesday sometime. So thank you so much.
All right. Take care, sir.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.